Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm so tired of being exploited around here. I mean, just complete exploitation is what's going on.
What are you talking about, Leno?
No. I mean, the energy that you all put into bits directed at me. I don't even have words.
What are you talking about?
Any of you jabronis out there that think if you get presented new information, hear me out here for a second. I know it's hard for some of you out there, especially our PG County audience. Look, if your opinion changes based off of new information being presented, how is that being a flip-flopper? Please explain to me. I'm just supposed to believe that, despite the fact that the offensive line hasn't fired off the football and hit anybody over the past month, I'm just supposed to think they're going to all of a sudden do it against Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat and Arden Key and Harold Landry? I'm wrong for putting a fork in them. They got embarrassed Sunday by Dallas, two Sundays ago. It was an embarrassing loss. So, yes, I put a fork in their playoff lives. Because if you're going to make the playoffs, you're not going to lose at home to Dallas, who had been outscored 68-20 the 2 weeks prior and couldn't bust a grape offensively. CC Doc Walker. I mean, in reality, though, how am I wrong? How am I wrong for that?
What's causing you to be so upset, though, Linnell?
What's causing me to be so upset? Because these people, they DM me and they harass me and they chastise me and they treat me, they don't respect one of the most bright minds.
We respect you, though. We got you food.
We got you food.
We respect you.
You got me food. So you can call me fat for eating it? Huh?
No, of course not.
We would never do that because look at me.
Chris. I still would like the floor.
Here's the deal. I just put the video up at WrestleMania 621, so you can all see the presentation and you can see what happened during the break. So here's the deal.
This is ridiculous.
You were called by Smitty, a caller on Friday, a flipper, right? And said you needed a spatula or something like that. That was basically the genesis of the bit, right? And he's absolutely right. You waffle all the time between whatever you want to say. Like, if the wind is blowing a little bit on this day, you're waffling over here.
I call it being willing to not be set in my ways and be stubborn and ignorant. Understand that things change.
Hashtag Willie, calm down. Okay? Just
the
calm down.
Hashtag Willie.
So you are waffling, you are flipping. So what we decided to do as a show is we went to a local breakfast eatery. Are we allowed to say on the air where we went? Yeah. Does it matter?
I mean, we bought it, so
We bought it. We went to IHOP, and we had them deliver some eggs and some sausage and some bacon, even though it's 1:39 in the afternoon, and some waffles, right, because you like to waffle, and also imaginary pancakes. Now, you might ask, what are imaginary pancakes? What was that?
You don't know that? That's donkey.
Say that again.
That's
I'm making waffles.
It's incredible.
There you go. So we got imaginary pancakes for you to flip in your mind as you kind of figure out from day to day what the hell you're going to talk about and how you're going to piss off the greater DMV and how you're going to stoke the flames and get people in Section 208 to throw apples at you.
Sanchez says waffling willing.
That's a new one. Hashtag waffling Willingham.
You know, you all could call it waffling. There's a reason. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point because I feel like everything I say is being thrown back in my face and being made a mock.
Maybe it is.
You all can call it flip-flopping. It's not. And I will argue to the death of it. It's not flip-flopping when you're presented. And then I have people. This is what kills me the most. So I go on DC News Now Sunday night after I do it. Every game we do that. Yes. We break the game down.
It's wonderful. By the way, DC News Now, every night of the week, 7 nights a week, 30-minute sports show.
Only in town.
Exactly.
Only one in town.
And on Sunday nights, you get hashtag Willie.
Oh, God. But no, I had people, I posted, you know, because I really thought, and I meant what I said in the opening segment, I thought the play of the offensive line, for as many games as I've watched of this team, I don't think they've had a better performance than what they had Sunday. Like, just from a targeting standpoint, from playing as one to executing at a level that's just honestly so damn good that I don't know if it's replicable. Like, they were that good on Sunday.
I don't think it is replicable.
It's not.
Like, I mean, they were people perfect. Should not expect this moving forward.
They were perfect damn near on Sunday. Like, I can't wait to see the PFF grades of some of the offensive linemen.
Well, I saw them. I don't have them right in front of me. I can get them.
PFF's reputation is dying.
I understand
as we progress.
The center, Tyler Biadasz, who had really struggled the last couple of weeks, was the highest rated offensive lineman out of the group, and he should have been. He was great.
Yeah, he was great. He played really, really well. And I think the interior three, who I've, you know, had
we both have.
Allegretti, Cosme, and Southie Sam, and Tyler Biadasz. They play really well. And to do that against that group, I think is super impressive. I said it, what was it, last Wednesday. They look like a group that just, and you're not interested in my football analysis anymore. You should see Chris Russell's face in here. It's almost like I'm just blowing smoke.
I'm a little bit
this is insane.
I don't know what this cost me, but whatever it cost me, it was the best investment I've ever made.
So, but no, like they look like a group. They look like a group heading into Tennessee that was hurt, banged up. They weren't firing off the ball the same way.
Yeah,
it just they look dejected.
I agree.
As an offensive line. So, excuse me for not thinking that. Well, I guess I get your point. It's not that I was picking them to lose. It's that I put a fork in them.
That's the point.
Can I tell you why I put a fork? Okay,
and we have forks on the way. I mean, if you'd like to, again, continue to put a fork in something, by all means, we got some scrambled eggs, we got some bacon, we got some sausage, we got some pancake, imaginary pancakes. Somehow we went to IHOP and didn't get pancakes. What happened here?
Well, because waffles, when you
I know, but, you know, like but the, because he flips, I mean,
I know.
You can't flip waffles. But that's why I say
pancakes from Silver
you do
Diner,
flip
but
a waffle.
Okay, all right. We tried. The effort was there to basically have some fun with you.
The engineer's looking like, why the hell is there IHOP
Daniel's
here?
Daniel's like, yeah, exactly.
And Daniel, there's IHOP here because they don't respect me as a radio personality. That's why there's IHOP here. I'm the biggest joke in all of CDC.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.